May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Unless, I know I got Celeste and Mabel here because they're kind of important to this day. And I'm just going to talk to them for a while. And if there are other children, I didn't see any of our other regulars here. So if you guys want to come up here, we will let everybody else kind of listen in. But I want to talk to you two for a moment. Are you okay? I can also come over there. All right. Have you ever made a picture for your parents or somebody? What did you draw a picture of? Rainbow. Why did you draw a picture of a rainbow? Because it's beautiful. Yes, they are. You ever draw a picture for somebody? What? A unicorn? Why a unicorn? Because they're magical. So you guys like to draw things that are beautiful and magical. By the way, this is not a plant, everybody. That was not rehearsing. So what made you want to draw a picture of something? You don't know. What did you think about who to give it to, or did you have some idea in your mind who you were going to give it to when you drew it? When you drew it? Yeah, you knew who you were going to give it to? Why? Did you draw a picture especially for somebody? Who did you pick? Why did you pick them? Because you like them. Yes. We often don't draw pictures for people we don't like. But I have seen some of those. And I have this picture somebody drew for me one time. What's it got on it? I'll show everybody in a minute. Do you know what some of those things? There's a cross on it. Do you know what else? Anything else stand out to you? Yep. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but like a telescope or something. There's music notes on here. Why do you think somebody drew something for me with a cross and music notes on it? There's a cross in here, yeah. I'm near crosses quite often in music notes, sometimes, not as much as I used to be. What else is on here? It does look like a road. Oh, I think that's the beach, actually. So, anything else you recognize? Yeah, you see the cross is right in the middle, so I'll show you all and you can come look at it later. But this is a picture somebody drew for me, and they drew this for me, and they put all kinds of things in it that reminded them of me. So they put these little piano keys and notes. They put a cross in it. They put the beach. They put a little Hebrew inscription on it here. It says Torah. They put a hop plant on it. I don't know why that reminded them of me, but it is on this. And it's in the shape of my name. And this person drew this for me because they were thinking about me. And they wanted me to know that they liked me. In fact, I think they wanted me to know that, you know, there was something special about me. That they wanted to take time to create something for me. And so they wanted to communicate to me how much what they thought of me and how much they cared for me by making me something. Well, when we talk today about going back there to the water, the very first story in the whole Bible, which is about making stuff, is about water. God is the ultimate maker. And when God made water, God had every single one of us in mind. God thought, water is the thing that you're going to have inside of you and around you. It's going to nourish you. It's going to clean you. In everything to do with water, God made that so when you saw water, you would think of the things that God thinks about with you, keeping you clean, keeping you alive, keeping you not thirsty. But God also made water because God wanted you to know that God liked you. In fact, God doesn't just like you. God loved you. But the thing that is true about the water back there is true about all the things that God made. God is the ultimate maker, and God is always trying to arrange the things God made for us in a way that communicates to us what God thinks of us and how much God loves us. And whether it's water back there, whether it's bread and wine up here, whether it's the people around us, God is the maker, and he made things for you and you so that you would know that God was thinking about you and that God loved you. And he made the things that are all around us so you couldn't forget that fact, because there are going to be times in our lives when we forget that God made stuff for us and God loves us. But the truth is, you're going to run into some water. And in that moment, you can remember, God made water. You know why God made water? Because God wanted me not to be thirsty. God wanted me to be clean. God wanted me to thrive. And God loves me. Or you might be having a bad day and you'll run into a loaf of bread and you will think, you know what? I totally forgot today. God made bread. You know why God made bread? God doesn't want me to be hungry. God made bread so that I would remember that God loves me. And so today, we don't do things in this church where we don't touch, taste, and feel them. Because God is a maker, and in each encounter that we have with our senses, God is reminding us that God is with us. God promised to always be there. God made us, and he made things for us because God loves us. Amen. All right.